Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is.
Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. I hope you are well. Last time we posed this question at the start of this teaching series, as Christ's people, how are we to live in America during the time of the election? I mentioned that we will be answering this pastorally, and a big part of what a pastor does is to remind us of what we already know. Preachers and teachers often do not tell us what we do not know. Rather, they faithfully remind us of what we do know, but are not practicing. I do not mean to indicate that you will never hear a new or fresh insight from a preacher or teacher of God's Word. I'd like to think of my own teaching on this platform, sometimes at least, gives you a way to think about the Bible and who God is, one that you have not thought about in that way. My point was that even then, that insight is not new with me. I got it from somewhere, from someone who educated me in the Scripture, and then I put it in my words and adapted for application to the text. As the Apostle Peter said in 2 Peter 1, I will always be ready to remind you of these things, even though you already know them. Keep this in mind as we proceed and open your heart to hear God's word afresh and anew for you, as together we talk about how to act as genuine believers in this current, very political environment. What I want to do today is to lay down briefly some foundational biblical convictions that we will build upon. These are truths I believe. You may or may not. You may have some disagreement with me here, and that's okay. I do ask you to consider these in light of what Scripture says, and I will be providing only some text to support my viewpoint. So, being succinct, let's lay down these foundation stones and then build upon them. The first one is this: God is sovereign over all elections, including this one. We have talked extensively on this broadcast and podcast about the sovereignty of God, so I am not going to go deeply into it here. Let me just define sovereignty for you. Here is a good definition: God's absolute rule and authority over all things. God's sovereignty is his absolute rule and authority over all things, and all things includes elections. This is to say that whatever happens this November, the outcome will be what God wills for the nation. Someone says, even if the person I voted for loses? Yes. Someone else jumps in, but what if that person is evil? Same answer, yes. God does not only sovereignly put in place world rulers who are godly, he regularly puts in place rulers who are very ungodly. Let's consult the book of Daniel. King Nebuchadnezzar ruled ancient Babylon, and he was a ruthless, sinful, and evil man. Babylon is one of the ancient world empires that we encounter in the Hebrew Scripture, and it appears as a type in the New Testament as well, especially in the revelation of Jesus Christ, the final book of the Bible. Babylon represents evil, and in this case, Nebuchadnezzar the man really made the empire. Its success was synonymous with him. As you may already know, God raised up Nebuchadnezzar for many purposes, one of which was to judge God's own people, bringing them out of Jerusalem and down into Babylon. We know this as the Babylonian captivity. And Daniel was taken from Israel to Babylon. One amazing thing leads to another amazing thing, and Daniel is made consultant to and one of the top lieutenants of this king. God communicates to Nebuchadnezzar in his nighttime dreams, and when the king calls upon his diviners to make plain to him his dreams, they cannot. But under the sovereign hand of the Lord and with the assistance of the Holy Spirit, young Daniel is given the correct interpretation of the dreams. He then passes it along to Nebuchadnezzar. In Daniel chapter 2, we find the prophet in prayer as he prepares to deliver from the Lord the interpretation to one of the king's dreams. Daniel is a man of prayer. And listen to what he says. He states sound doctrine. I will read verses 19 through 21. Daniel 2, verses 19 through 21. Then the mystery was revealed to Daniel in a night vision. Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Daniel said, "Let the name of God be blessed forever and ever, for wisdom and power belong to him. It is he who changes the times and the epochs. He removes kings and establishes kings. He gives wisdom to wise men and knowledge to men of understanding." Highlight that. God removes kings and establishes kings. Daniel 2:21. That is God's sovereignty. Yes, human responsibility is in play. Yes, Americans will soon vote or will have already voted for someone to be the next president and vice president, senator, governor, etc. But God's sovereignty is what determines who wins. By all means, vote if that is your desire, but make no mistake, God will so govern this election that his will be done. How will we know God's will? Whoever governs us for the next 4 years, that person is his will. And in his perfect wisdom, he will make his choice, which may well overrule our choice. In our prayers for the election, we can certainly pray the way Jesus taught us, "Your will be done." Indeed, God removes kings and establishes kings. God removes presidents and God establishes presidents, and we are trusting him to do so again. And lest you fall into the error of thinking the reason God makes someone the head of government is because he personally approves of that person's behavior and policies and language and leadership, well, consider Nebuchadnezzar and other world rulers in Scripture. They did not fear God, but were sovereignly made kings for a season. Again, this comes back to his wisdom, which I do not pretend to understand. Nevertheless, evil people do lead governments for certain seasons because the Lord wants them to. You should know that Daniel is my second favorite book of the Old Testament. So it is killing me not to be able to camp out here for, say, the next year. But let me just get a few other verses on your mind. Over in the fourth chapter, while Nebuchadnezzar is bragging about who he is and all he has done to build up this great Babylon, a revelation from God, a supernatural voice, silences the king with this news. Daniel records this for us in chapter 4, verse 32. "The Most High is ruler over the realm of mankind and bestows it on whomever he wishes." Highlight this also. God says, "The Most High is ruler over the realm of mankind and bestows it on whomever he wishes." Daniel 4:32. This again is God's sovereignty. The Lord alone is ruler, and God alone decides who will be given human rule for a period of time. And then, once Nebuchadnezzar is adequately humbled, Nebuchadnezzar himself says this. Daniel 4, verse 35. "All the inhabitants of the earth are accounted as nothing, but God does according to his will in the host of heaven and among the inhabitants of earth. And no one can ward off his hand or say to him, 'What have you done?'" That is King Nebuchadnezzar's testimony about who God is. Remarkable. This is the attitude Bible-believing, sincere Christians need to have about the upcoming election. God's will is going to be done. And if this does or does not go our way, we need to refrain from complaint saying, "What have you done?" Who are we to question God's will? We are accounted as nothing. We cannot ward off the Lord's hand. We must accept His plans for us and our country. Whenever I think of this, I'm reminded of Proverbs 21:1. The king's heart is like channels of water in the hand of the Lord. He turns it wherever He wishes. We often get sucked into believing what the godless believe, that the outcome of these elections are all up to us, that all this is decided by the American citizen, that if we don't vote and vote a certain way, then we are all to blame. That's not true. As God's people, we must acknowledge and pass along to others the truth. The hand of the Lord is turning politicians wherever He wishes. We think we turn them, we do not. No matter what happens, God is the ruler. God is the king. God has all this in His hands, and He is moving, working, and ministering His eternal purposes. We often do not know what they are, but still we trust Him. Our first foundation stone is this: God is sovereign over all elections, including this one. Consider Daniel 2 and 4 and Proverbs 21. This is just a sampling of scripture that speaks to sovereignty, but we will need to leave this here. Next time, I want to give you a second foundation stone, something I at least believe we need to be reminded of as we prepare for what's coming very soon. It is always good that we be prepared using the Bible. Our Heavenly Father gives us everything we need to live in this world. So let's keep getting prepared next time on God Is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.